passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Most of us never think about estuaries and wetlands, and that needs to change.
Texas has lost more than half its wetlands along the coast. The nation as a whole has lost more than three-quarters of its wetlands.
Dave Buzan, team leader for Texas Parks and Wildlife's Coastal Study Team, says we lose valuable resources when we lose our estuaries and wetlands.
Estuaries have wetlands that act like giant sponges. They soak up floodwaters and help those floodwaters be released slowly. They capture excess nutrients, chemical pollutants that are carried in that floodwater, and they convert those to food that goes to feed microscopic animals that begin the food chain for the estuary.
Because we live on the land and what we do on the land eventually impacts estuaries, we all have a role to play in protecting them.
One of the major impacts we're seeing in Texas is due to poor development practices that are destroying wetlands or cutting wetlands off from their water source. One of the things we can do is encourage development practices that incorporate wetlands in those developments in ways that protect the wetlands and also increase the value of the development.
That's our show, made possible by a grant from the Sport, Fish, and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.